Hey, everyone. You're listening to On the House with Spartan, an ad-free podcast brought to you by a full-service turnkey company. I'm your host, Lindsay Davis, CEO and co-founder of Spartan Invest. On this show, we talk about all things real estate, from market patterns, industry insight, construction, property management, and other investment avenues. We hope you'll join as we dive into today's episode of On the House with Spartan. Welcome back to another episode of On the House with Spartan Invest. Now, today we are going to do one of our hot take episodes, except for really, I'm just going to break down more this huge class action lawsuit with the National Association of Realtors. Now, right in October, it was actually Halloween, October 31st of 2023. That's when this class action lawsuit was settled. The jury had spoken against the National Association and Keller Williams, Home Services of America. And so we did a really quick hot take episode on that. But today I want to dive a little bit more into a proposed settlement. And it's going to change the fundamental commission base of how properties are sold and purchased. Now, while that doesn't necessarily affect what Spartan Invest does or how our clients purchase properties, it is going to affect how those particular investors, if they do choose to sell their investment property on down the line, how they negotiate their commissions. And so I think it's really important to dive into the details so we can just share as much information as possible. All right, so just very high level, what happened? Who were the defendants? Who were the plaintiffs? The plaintiffs, it says Stitzer and Burnett. Now, it's a class action lawsuit. And it's based out of Missouri, but that's the title essentially that they used. They represented about 500,000 home sellers in Missouri. So about 500,000 home sellers got together and went after it. Now, the defendants were Keller Williams, National Association of Realtors, Home Services of America, and also we're not hearing about it, but REMAX and Anywhere Real Estate were also defendants, but they reached a settlement before the trial started. So they are actually not included in this court decision. Now, what was the lawsuit about? What was the issue? What were they upset about? What was the problem? Now, it's surrounded around NAR's participation rule. And essentially, they're stating that in order to advertise a property on a listing site, which is their multiple listing services site, the seller's agent must offer compensation to the buyer's agent, and that's agent sharing commission. Now, the aim of this particular rule is to attract more people interested into purchasing the home. So when you go to sell your property or when a property sells, the listing agent commission, so whoever's the agent that listed the home, their commission is about 5 to 6% of the sales price. And that's pretty standard across the board. And that's paid from the proceeds and then split with the buyer's agent. So if it's 6%, then 3% goes to the agent that lists it, and then 3% goes to the buyer's agent, all paid by the seller from the proceeds of the sale. Now, the plaintiffs argued that this practice unnecessarily increased the real estate transaction cost only for the sellers. And the jury agreed, and the jury awarded $1.78 billion dollars in damages. Huge. And it completely rattled the National Association of Realtors, realtors all over. And I don't know if you remember, if you're an avid listener and you do recall that the NAR is the biggest PAC out there. There is a lot of people that this is going to affect. There's actually another lawsuit set for trial this year. The potential damages in that case can go as high as $40 billion. So what happened after the verdict? Well, another lawsuit known as Gibson, which actually includes Redfin, Douglas, Eelman, and Compass, this lawsuit was initiated right after the jury awarded that $1.78 billion. And this lawsuit is seeking up to $200 billion in damages. Now, initially, NAR did state that they were going to appeal this decision. They were going to continue to fight. However, due to all of these subsequent lawsuits, NAR has now proposed a settlement and is going to change how they how they do business moving forward. On March 15th of this year, that's when NAR announced this proposed settlement, and it would end litigation of claims brought on behalf of home sellers related to broker commission. So essentially, this is going to void all future lawsuits against real estate agents in regards to their commissions. And there are five components of the key settlement terms, or there are five pieces of it. And I want to go through them really quickly. Number one, release of liability. So this agreement is aimed to resolve any claims against NAR over 1 million NAR members, state, territorial, local, realtor associations, all associations owned by multiple listing services. So basically, this is essentially saying, hey, okay, we're going to make this settlement. We're going to do these changes, but you can't come after us anymore. This agreement provides a mechanism for nearly all brokerage entities that has a residential transaction volume in 2022 that exceeded $2 billion. That's that you're obtaining releases effectively if they choose to use it. The second piece of the settlement is that the MLS is prohibited from making offers of compensation. NAR has agreed to put in place a new rule that will not allow offers of compensation on the MLS. Now, this change is going into effect mid-July of this year. So this is something they're doing regardless whether or not the judge accepts this settlement, because right now this is just a proposed settlement and they're still waiting on judicial approval, but they're going ahead and making these changes now. So this change goes into effect immediately, or not immediately, July 2024. Right now it's April 4th. The third piece of the key settlement term is a written agreements with MLS participants acting for buyers. Now, this settlement provides that MLS participants working with buyers, they must enter into written agreements with those buyers. And like I said before, if you've ever had a transaction, not necessarily with Spartan Invest, because we do things a little differently. Just FYI, you know, Spartan Invest doesn't necessarily act as a brokerage. So we don't fit this mold because we only sell properties that are owned by Spartan Invest. Now, brokerage, you're selling properties that belong to someone else. So basically we are for sale by owner, essentially, which is why we don't have to have real estate agents and we can focus on, you know, investor profiling and stuff. But back to the settlement, these written agreements for MLS participants acting for buyers, this states that before a buyer's agent can go show you a property, they must enter into an agreement already outlining their compensation. And that's huge. That means essentially that the buyer has to agree to pay X number of dollars to their buyer agent before they even go to see a property. And this change also goes into effect mid-July. So no longer are the sellers responsible for covering all of the agent commissions. Now, this is still something that can be negotiated into the deal, just like closing costs. You know, this is something that we can say, hey, look, you're asking $150,000. I'll give you $150,000, but you have to cover my agent's commission. That can still be negotiated. But as of right now, that is, you know, as of now, before this goes into effect, that would be part of the deal, is that, hey, 6% is coming out of the seller's equity. The fourth piece is the settlement payment. And this is basically for past due. We're going to pay $418 million over approximately the next 4 years. And then five, it's stating that the National Association of Realtors continues to deny any wrongdoing. They're stating that, hey, we're making this settlement, but we are still not stating that we did anything wrong. Now, a lot of questions have come up in regards to this. For sellers, this has really been pitched as a positive. They would no longer have to pay another agent for the sale of their home from the profits of their sale. The buyer's agent will be paid by the buyer. You have to sign that agency agreement, and the buyer cannot receive more than what was originally agreed to. And the way that buyer's agents are now going to be paid, that's kind of up in the air. As stated before, judicial approval should be by the end of this year, even though a lot of those changes are going into effect in July of 2024. And right now, a lot of stuff's up in the air. How much will buyer's agents be paid? Are we going to move more to a flat fee for real estate agents? And so this is just a very big lawsuit that is going to change the day-to-day for a really big industry in the industry that we participate a lot in. So if you have any other questions, this is something that we're trying to stay in tune with, even though we don't act as a brokerage on behalf of our investors. Please visit us at SpartanInvest.com for more information. And that's On the House with Spartan Invest. Thank you guys for listening today. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to rate, review, and subscribe. If you want to learn more, check us out online at SpartanInvest.com. Until next time, this is On the House with Spartan.